welcome back to the quest for Jordana's gold. On our last episode, our intrepid heroes were shot down by the Kaiser. Will they survive, or will they be eaten by his crocodilians? Find out today on the quest for Jordana's gold, 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 gold. Jordana's right. Gold, nobody knows where it went. Okay. Is it young or old?
I let you have your moment, now it's mine. Welcome back to the actual podcast, The Wise Man's Page, where we read a page of of Patrick Rothfuss's The Wise Man's Fear, one page at a time. This is page 30. Not the quest for Jordana's gold. How? He asked. You are still banned from the archives, aren't you? There are other types of preparation, I said mysteriously. Willem snorted. That doesn't sound suspicious at all, he said. And you wonder why people talk about you. I don't wonder why they talk, I said. I wonder what they say. And that's the page.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Jeremy.
I think this is Quoth massaging his myth, although this time perhaps a little more intentionally than he was before with Fella.
What part is him massaging the myth?
Him refusing to, like, him...
There are other types of
preparation. Yeah, he inserts this instead of just being like, oh, you know, I have some books I'm going to study.
And he says it mysteriously.
Yeah.
Yes, he's attempting to cultivate an air of mystique.
But it's weird that he does it with his own buddy.
Well, he also doesn't want to admit... I'm going to sneak into the archives.
Sure, but he could dodge like he did with Fella.
This is just a different kind of dodge.
I don't think so. I think there's more intention in this than the one with Fella.
I think that he doesn't mind Willem knowing. Like, if Willem were to figure it out. And Fella already knows. Sorta.
Yeah. His friends have kind of burned him before, right? By, like, getting the masters to, like, not let him take so many classes.
Right, when he's working too hard.
His friends might mean well, but do what Quoth thinks to him is, like... harm.
And also, if he brings them into the conspiracy, he puts them at risk.
Yeah, if they know about it, then they can get in trouble. If they don't, rat him out. So it's better for everyone if they don't know.
But he purposefully says this mysteriously. He's not trying to unconvince Willem that he doesn't have a way into the archives. He's saying it mysteriously, almost like he's leading him on.
Well, he's saying there's other types of preparation. I don't need to get into the archives because I have mysterious secret ways. I'm going to bargain with an old witch who lives in the wood. It could mean anything.
Fine.
He's obfuscating. Because Willem is clever enough to figure out, well, you are banned from the archives, aren't you? Unless you have some other way to access that knowledge, like a secret way into the archives. So he's trying to get Willem off that train of thought by saying, but I have many pathways to the archives.
That some consider to be unnatural.
Unnatural, exactly. But he is also cultivating his legend in the last couple of lines of this page, right? When Willem's like, and you wonder why people talk about you. And Quoth says, I don't wonder why they talk about me, but I do wonder what they say, right? He's very concerned with how
he wants to
perceived.
Have ownership of that narrative.
Yeah, he wants to...
Have control of it.
Exactly. He wants to be in control of how he is perceived by people. So if he is perceived as mysterious and all-knowing, that's better than being perceived as, like, a little sneak thief who snuck into the archives and got, you know, jumped off the roof of a building because he's dumb.
Yep.
And entrapped his friend into being his accomplice.
Mm-hmm. Which is a perfectly fine and normal thing to do.
You're saying Quoth did nothing wrong.
That is what I'm saying, yeah.
Jordana, what's the chapter called?
This chapter is called Lucky, which refers probably mainly... Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, it's called Luck.
Well, check your book.
No, it is called Luck.
Oh, okay.
I just got carried away in excitement.
Okay, well,
Luck.
Because
it's 100% called Luck.
You ruined my bit, so can you say the title again?
Because the chapter is called Luck.
In my experience, there's no such thing as luck. Okay, you can carry on.
I'm sorry I ruined your bit, Nick.
That's okay. We're back.
All right, and it refers to the tiles and how both Fella and Quoth had luck in their draw.
And how he doesn't want to give her his bad luck.
Indeed.
Or take her good luck.
Yes.
Which is a generous thing?
I mean, again, it's a dodge, right? Like,
I think it could be both. I think he does like want her to keep her lucky tile, but he also can't take it from her because it would expose him as impoverished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As I alluded to, maybe in the more thematic scheme of things, it would be messing up the run of good luck too.
Because there is something like sort of cosmically significant about the Quoyan Hael, right? About the House of the Wind.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if trading tiles with Fella messes up his good luck, why doesn't trading tiles with Willem?
Maybe it does. We should keep an eye on it. He does get kicked out of the university soonish.
Yeah, but also he doesn't have to hide the fact that he's poor from Willem in the same way by refusing to go on a date with him.
That's true. All right. I guess that's it.
I think so, too.
All right. Deep in his crystal castle, the Kaiser gazed into his flame. You may have escaped my crocodilians, pages, but I'll still beat you to the gold. Tune in next week, same time, same channel, for the quest for Jordana's gold.
Hey,
Jordana's gold.
Okay, stop
Where
it,
could
though.
It be? Is it
if
your
the
role?
Pagers are after the gold and I'm one of the pagers, or are the listeners the pagers? I'm confused.
You'll have to tune in next week to find out. Jordana's gold. Jordana's gold. Where could it be? Is it young or old?
Paige. This has been Paige.
Of
the
Wind.